This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning, is that Jeff?
Yeah, good morning, Richard.
Finally, we finally got there.
I hope you didn't speak to the wrong Jeff.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Voice of SMEs. Now, since the coronavirus hit the world in full force in March, bringing travel to a standstill, FlexiRoam, a provider of global data roaming, has shifted gears to look into other ways to serve customers with their Super Connector platform. One of the opportunities is the rise in the number of virtual conferences now that social distancing measures are in place. On the phone with me right now, I have Jeff Ong. He is the CEO of FlexiRoam. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Hi, Richard. I'm good. Fantastic.
Now, I hear you are sat in a cafe somewhere relaxing.
Yeah, kind of enjoying my cup of latte.
Jeff, for those people who are sat at home, just explain to me a little bit about what FlexiRoam do. And if they've not heard of FlexiRoam, you know, give me your kind of elevator pitch.
Before the COVID-19 or pre-COVID, FlexiRoam is a data roaming service for travelers that they can use in more than 150 countries in places like Argentina, Uganda, Brazil, for a price as low as 99 cents.
How does it work?
Well, the user just simply needs to download a mobile app,
yeah,
install a SIM card, and they can browse through hundreds of data plans that they can purchase before they travel.
I see. Now, you were very clear, and you said before the pandemic. Clearly things have changed.
The pandemic and the crisis has definitely given an opportunity to relook and search, do a little bit of soul searching ourselves and see where the FlexiRoam stand and how can we be relevant to the world when it's no one is traveling now.
Right. And so what kind of conclusion did you get out of this soul searching?
Well, we realized that a lot of people are not traveling now, but yet connectivity remains an important part to their life.
Mm.
And over the years, FlexiRoam has spent a lot of time in the area of connectivity and building technology around it. And hence, you know, we reposition ourselves as Super Connector, like how you have introduced me, and realize that there's just so much more opportunity that we can provide connectivity that could impact people's life other than just travel itself.
Mm. You use this word, you know, super connectivity and super connector. What do you mean by that? Can you define it?
Well, let me give you an example, right?
Yeah.
Now, connectivity is so important to us. It's like an oxygen that you can't see, it's invisible, but it's essential. Yet, you can't live without it.
Mm.
And it's the same for our day-to-day applications. Like, for example, we have one customers who are buying our service for a vending machine. Now, they are changing from a traditional vending machine to a smart vending machine. And what does it mean by smart vending machine? Now, the smart vending machine has the capability to update information about the vending machine itself in terms of whether they have enough drinks in the machine, and they will actually constantly update to the cloud and inform the vending machine operator to refill the stock before the stock actually runs out. It's also able to take payment like e-wallet and different kind of modern form of payment that requires internet connectivity. Now, what we do is we power that kind of connectivity and enable these devices and people to be able to enjoy a much convenient life, day-to-day business.
And this service that you're providing, you know, in how many countries are you now?
We are in 150 countries.
Uh-huh.
So if you come to FlexiRoam now, we are able to provide you the connectivity to almost everywhere around the world, in places like I mentioned, Argentina, Uganda, South Africa, Middle East, different parts of the world.
And this is all based on an app? It's not based on having to insert a separate SIM card or anything like that?
We have many form factors to enable the customers to get connectivity. The latest one is actually easy. So So if you look at the past three generations of the latest iPhone and iPads, you don't need to insert a SIM card. You can simply download our app and activate the data instantly and be able to use it anywhere, at any time, within their control.
Okay. I kind of want to rewind a little bit. You know, before the pandemic, how long has FlexiRoam as a company been around?
Well, I started in 2011. And that's because I came back from India, from a trip to India, and I answered a couple of phone calls, and I was served with a crazy bill that I have to pay through my nose.
Oh, my word. I think we've all been there, right?
And I realized that, you know, communication is so important, but yet, you know, we just don't realize how it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be quite cumbersome and patchy, you know, to find the right solution for what you want to do with the communication.
Mm.
And those days, you know, there hasn't been any smartphone yet, right? Back in 2011, it was really about phone calls, right? Being able to answer your phone calls and make phone calls. And along the way, you know, for the past 9 years, we have survived Nokia, the BlackBerry transformation, and then now to the smartphones. So data is the new thing that everyone needs today, not just for the human, but even for many devices and that's around the world.
I mean, I think the beautiful thing nowadays is that because data is so prolific, in many ways, it has become cheaper to kind of get on board with this. And not many of us nowadays are being hit with as much of a large bill as we may have been back in 2011. Although those roaming charges, Jeff, can be a bit of a pain, right?
Yeah. So a lot of our customers are not the usual leisure travelers.
Mm.
So even as we speak now, we still have a small group of customers who are traveling with us. They are the air crew members and the seafarers. So they travel, they hop on to different countries in different continents over the period of a year.
Yeah.
With FlexiRoam, they can just do so with single connectivity that allows them to hop on to multiple networks, multiple countries. So just so that they can always stay connected all the time.
You are tuned in to Voice of SMEs here on BFM 89.9 with me, Richard Bradbury. We'll be right back.
Blockbusters for me. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Voice of SMEs. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Jeff Ong. He is the CEO of FlexiRoam. They're a super connector for people and machines that need constant links to live, learn, and leverage. Jeff, so we've talked a little bit about your pivot, and I know that you've had some difficult decisions over the past few months, which is something that we'll talk about in a little while.
Sure.
But before we get to that, let's start off with, in fact, no, let's start off with that issue, because then we can have a happy ending to the story. So as we know, we're in a pandemic, and everybody who has a business has some decisions to make. And some of those decisions at the time might not be very nice for both staff and for people who are making those decisions. You had to lay off or furlough a large amount of your staff, did you not?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, you know, tell the listeners how many staff you had to lay off and the decision process that you went through and how you felt during that period?
Yeah. You know, Richard, FlexiRoam has gone through many cycles of challenges and problems. But the COVID-19 was probably the biggest one as an entrepreneur myself, right? But, you know, when life gives you lemon, you just got to make lemonade out of it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point of time, you know, when that hit me, it wasn't so nice that I'm sipping my lemonade, right?
Right.
It was more of a lemon than a lemonade. And especially for FlexiRoam, right? Because people is something that I really, really cherish. And I think loving people is one of the core value of the company itself, right? And I believe so that that when I had to make a tough decision come in March, where one of the biggest decisions I actually made was not to take on the 6 months special relief program,
right,
or the employee retention benefits that the government has given.
Mm. Right?
And that was a real tough call because most businesses will probably consider taking it. But for me, you know, at that point of time, I actually asked whether is flexi room still relevant to the world, right? Mm. For the next 3 months, the next 6 months, and the next 12 months. And I gathered my core members, and I thanked them, and many of them are still standing by me now and helping me to make these really difficult decisions. And we asked ourselves, how can we love our people despite knowing that the business is no longer relevant for the next 6 months to 12 months, and yet we have such a big overhead to carry and to ensure the business will continue to sustain and be there after 12 months.
Mm.
And I realized that we have to make decisions quick and swift. So in the month of April, we put 50 people to furlough. We are a company of 60 people, right? So we actually have to put 50 people to furlough on 6 months.
Wow.
And the way we did it was that we have to inform them much earlier, like 1 month before the furlough happened. I started communicating with them. I started to do a personal financial planning, giving them training and helping them. And the most important thing that we did was actually to help them to find a placement out there.
Right.
A place where they can reuse their skills and talent in other industry or other businesses that really truly relevant during this challenging time that the world faced.
Mm.
And it was really difficult. You know, it's almost like it's almost like giving the best asset that I have to the company and giving them away, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like Rick Price said, if you love them, you're going to let them go, right?
Mm.
And you hope that someday they will come back. And I did that together with my core team. We started helping them to facilitate interviews, getting jobs. And as of today, out of 50 of them, there's only 4 of them who are still remain on the furlough list. The 46 of them have all gotten a new job with no income disconnection. And to my surprise, almost about 30% of them actually got an increment. So that was really, truly a historic and most memorable journey that I've encountered in my life of being a businessman, right?
It must have been difficult, though, Jeff. You know, these are people that you've spent the last few years, you know, working with and training, and they become family. You know?
Yeah, they are a flexi family. You know, I call them the flexi roamer, and we always have this tagline that once you are a flexi roamer, you're always a flexi roamer, regardless where you go, right?
Yeah.
And I have to really literally communicate to each one of them one by one, and tell them that there's nothing wrong with them. They are fantastic. They are good. That industry that just happened that way. You know, now go ahead. You know, some of them even volunteer to stay. I say, you know, Jeff, I'm going to stay here and work for you for the next 3 months without pay, you know, and I say, no, you know, if there's an opportunity to look for a new job, go ahead, you know.
Right.
You got to make sure that you bring food back on the table to your family, take care of your family first, right? Now go ahead and do what is right, right? Now, if you really love the company, you come back someday, go out there and try new things, learn new skills, and, you know, and stay in touch, you know. And that's what I did in the month of April and until the month of somewhere around end of May, then when dust are truly settled, and then we have to do a major transformation within the organization because there's only 10 people left, and we got to start thinking about how to really ensure that the business would continue to sustain at the same time looking at new opportunity to grow our business.
Okay, so with that sad part out of the way, there is, you know, as you say, the every cloud has a silver lining. Obviously, you've had this pivot and you've brushed the dust off, so to speak, and done something very different. I mean, I was reading your press release and it talks about how for the first time the International AIDS Conference was held virtually and you guys were selected to be the connector of choice by the organizers.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a change. And from what you've just told me, you've got 10 staff members at this point.
Yeah, we have about 10, yeah.
And so how do you manage to organize or help, you know, connect people for a conference that's attended by people like Anthony Fauci and Nancy Pelosi? And you guys have just let go a whole bunch of people. What do you do? How do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, first of all, we just want to say that, you know, it was a fantastic privilege and opportunity for us to take on this challenge.
Yeah.
When the opportunity land, I said that, wow, for the first time, we can reuse our product and serve the non-travelers.
Mm. Right?
Amazing opportunity. And there are so much of the core competency and asset within the company itself that allow us to start to rethink and say, hey, you know, we are not just a connectivity provider to travelers, but we can also leverage on global coverage and the relationships and distributors that we have built over the years all around the world and use it for a different purpose and help to solve a different problem.
Right.
And when its 2020 international conference came, they had a set of problems where international travelers are no longer allowed in many countries.
Yeah.
Banned, and they have 800 delegates coming from the Africa continent who will not have a good connectivity, and many of them are actually in a very remote area, and they would wish to be able to experience the international conference virtually.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem came, and we say, hey, you know, let us figure out a way that be able to give your delegates an experience to do so, even though they may be scattered all around the Africa continent.
Mm.
And so we took on the challenge and we realized that, wow, there was a new set of problems, but yet there were a new set of opportunities. And we were, with the experience that we have built in serving global customers, we are able to exercise some of these skills.
Mm.
I'll share with you something very interesting, right?
Yeah.
So we were sending this SIM card pack to a place in Uganda, and the address written was, my address is Lot 10, turn right. I'm at the third lot on the left building of a bakery, second room. Now, that is the real address. That is the real address.
Yeah.
There is no actual address in many places in Africa. Right?
Yeah.
Now, that gave us a new set of challenge and made us think and solve that kind of a complexity problem. But having said that, you know, travel will always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Because that's where we origin. We gain so much experience from our travel business. It's like, you know, I have four children, right? Travel is like my first child, like my firstborn. There will always be a special part of it, right? But having said that, right, that doesn't mean that we cannot have new businesses evolve.
Mm.
And I think this coronavirus or COVID-19 has really given us an opportunity to think much bigger and be able to expand a much bigger vision to see connectivity beyond travelers. And there's so much more opportunities like the AIDS 2020 conference and more use cases that I've mentioned.
Jeff Ong, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Richard.
It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Jeff. You have been listening to Voice of SMEs here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.